to South Florida and the Keys.
Everywhere.
And there's also the little lizards. Have you seen those running
yes.
around everywhere? Like when I lived in Minnesota, we had squirrels running around everywhere. Here you got lizards. First time I moved here to Florida, I'm like, what is that?
Back home, it's like you can tell when it's a deer crossing, and every now and then you'll see one that didn't make it quite across. Here it seems like it's iguanas.
How many did you hit on the way down?
I didn't hit him. He was stunned from the car in front of me.
You just finished the project.
No, I didn't hit him. I straddled him.
Okay. Allegedly.
Ashley. He's between my two tires.
Thank you for joining us
yeah,
down here.
I'm excited. It's starting to, people are starting to trickle in.
Well, they are. The vendors, we were talking about them. We should say we are in Key Largo, infamous Key Largo at the Ocean Reef Club, which I hear is the creme de la creme of the island.
It is.
It is hoity-toity here.
It is very fancy.
There are some nice little rowboats out there, if you know what I'm saying.
They are not rowboats.
Those things are like, I mean, they are huge. They are ocean-going vessels.
Very much so.
Personal.
Very much so.
Yeah.
They're beautiful, though.
Yeah, they're very beautiful.
And the property is very beautiful.
It is.
Yes.
It is. Very nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, but we're kicking off the Meet the Operators.
For FIPA Symposium 2024.
35th anniversary, I heard.
It started in 1989. I was talking to a few of the folks this morning. And
I was two.
Yeah.
Got it. 2 years old.
Oh, jeez. All right. Let's just keep going. I think I was in rehab for my first time in 1989. So. No, only did it once. You only quit once, and we just celebrated 13 years sobriety last week. So, yeah.
This is water in his Stanley.
It's always water. So,
all
but
right.
FEPA, though, Florida Energy Pipeline Association, I've been involved with them back to my Texas days when we were doing a lot of LNG and CNG projects here in Florida. And they do a lot. There's 4,000 miles of pipeline in the state of Florida. And so there's a lot to learn here.
I'm excited to hear some best practices on hurricane season and how to manage and...
Keep going.
I'm anxious to hear what it's like to... operate pipelines down here through different circumstances than what we have in other parts of the country.
Yeah, no, I think it's going to be some great messages we'll be able to bring back, because again, when we start to really dive into this, when we're looking at different parts of the country, if we're up in Minnesota, they're very concerned with frost and freezing and all those things. Now down here we have hurricanes, we have corrosion, you know, we have a lot of salt water. We have, you know, just a whole bunch of, as we like to say, AOCs that I think we can learn from.
Absolutely.
And can be applicable for other folks around the country and definitely of interest. So, yeah. So, you ready?
I think so. Right. I'm ready to jump start, get going. It looks like people are starting to come in, so.
For Meet the Operator.
Right.
We should talk about that real quick.
My understanding is it's something like a speed dating round, but for the operator vendor situation?
Yep. So FIPA has really brought the idea of you could spend 3 days here trying to meet the operator that you want to talk to and such. And in this case, they've actually broken it up into the 3 days, day one, two, and three. Now is day one. So vendors have been picked at random or however it's done. So everybody gets to spend 10 minutes with an operator one-on-one. And having those discussions, and then they'll move on. But then the rest of the week, once you've met that operator or that person, then it's a lot easier to have those conversations and those knowledge sharing. So there's lots of networking, knowledge sharing, and we're going to be partaking in that too. So
nice. Hope we get some operators sitting right here with us.
Oh, I think we will.
Yeah?
I think we will.
All right.
There's a pretty good chance. I already talked to two this morning.
Nice.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming down, always.
All right. Well, we're going to get started.
All right.
Okay, we're good. Now.
And we haven't been introduced.
I apologize.
Ashley, I'm Rob Wilson. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, I apologize. Ashley is our producer.
Okay.
So she makes it all work.
All right.
Because James also makes it work too, but with me, I need wrangling at times.
Okay.
So that's what Ashley does.
I occasionally get tagged in to record.
I have Tina, so that helps me.
I tell you, Tina,
you're on Tina time.
Oh, yeah, Tina.
A great
Everybody's
job.
On Tina time. Ready to go, my friends?
Whenever Rob is ready.
Okay, let's see. All right.
All right.
Rob stays ready.
Rob is on point all day long. He is running around all the time. So, Rob, before we get going, would you please introduce yourself and give a little explanation of to you who you are and your involvement with FIPA?
All right. Rob Wilson, President Wilson & Associates. We're an association management government affairs firm. Our book is anchored in energy, and this has been a client of ours for 20 years, the Florida Energy Pipeline Association. All the largest pipelines that serve the state, natural gas and petroleum products, are in the room and in the group and right now walking around and talking with pipeline services companies.
Yeah. Nice. And we've been calling it the speed dating time because it's – but that's a joke, but it's really meet the operators. And it really gives over the 3 days the vendors and associates dedicated time to actually go one-to-one and meet and spend some time with the operators.
There's two conversations that take place in this organization as we visit about. Among the operators, it's safety, security of their system. We talked about it. They're in the reliability business. So that's their focus. That's their touchstone. That's where they spend their time. And the business development part of that conversation with the pipeline services companies, we're trying to create relationships and help people establish a book of business on a pipe or grow a book that they already have on a pipeline. So we have this format evolved when we were relatively small when we started, right? Less than 30 companies were in the group. And as it got bigger and people came to our meetings, they began to look at name tags and want to meet somebody. Trying to make a cold introduction. And the operators were the ones who said, like, when people invest money to come to these meetings of ours and they want to register and pay that fee, an exhibitor fee, hotel, all that goes with traveling to an event like this, they shouldn't come and go away and not meet the person they wanted to meet. So we're going to meet them. And that's how this all started, with meet the operators and spending some time with them and going to them, all the people that they decided to attend, going to them and having that conversation about what are the services you provide and, you know, how can it benefit our system that we operate. And it really did. It helped the organization. It began to grow then exponentially from there. I think there's about 135 companies in the group now.
Wow.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes it very intentional, right? Yeah. Like, and then packaging it up with a beautiful location like this and being able to do some other networking events. But it makes this time very intentional and a good purpose. So I love that.
The nice thing is there's a genuine respect for the pipeline services companies that are participating in this event that support their industry. And that really makes a difference. I mean, we've all gone to events and exhibited our own firms and things, right? And you go, and sometimes you can get lost in there. You can't find the people that you want to talk to and make that connection. And all that really happens is people have come by your booth and ate your candy.
Right.
Right? That kind of thing. That doesn't happen here. That's not what this is about. If you look around, we turn these tables over and over and over. So if you look around, it was hard for us to get a vendor, exhibitor, to understand you don't have to bring all that, all the backdrop with you and brochures. Yeah. It's about a conversation you're going to have with a customer. You know, bring your business cards. There's a couple of chairs. And all you want to do is talk about your services and how you can help them and how it will benefit them. And so you can see as you go around the room, as we've been doing this for a number of years now, people got more and more sophisticated and familiar with how this works. And they started to lose a lot of that stuff they haul with them to come to an exhibit, you know.
Yeah. I love it. I think it's a great concept.
I think it's worked out well for us.
Yeah. I think it's great. And I think we've seen the fruits of the labor, so to speak, all throughout the conference. Yeah. Because with everything going on, you're always seeing a lot of those hallway meetings going on where people may have connected here and they're continuing that conversation out the hallway. Or some folks are going out to dinner at night and, you know, really, really leaning into the time that they can spend with other folks here. And it's phenomenal.
We get it a lot. What we get a lot from these exhibitors is nobody treats us like this the way you treat us here. You know, he puts us in the it makes us a priority, like you make us a priority.
Yeah.
And it's true. There's no strangers at an FEPA event. Nobody should go away from here and not have met the person they wanted to meet with and engage with. You know? And the fact that you're here with this now is very meaningful for us as well. I mean, this is really special to have you here and allow them to come and talk about their firms and all the good things they do and all the good things that happen in the industry and the connections we all made.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, this has been a nice addition to it. And I hope we do it again in, you know, in future years, but we keep adding to it. So
we've had a great time.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, and it's not even over yet, but we've had a phenomenal time and we've learned
Thank
a lot.
Yes, we've had some great conversations, and I feel like I'm walking away from
more knowledgeable.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Appreciate you having
thank
us.
Thank you.
Oh, thanks, Jim.
Absolutely,
thanks so much,
Rob.
Yep.
Thank you so much, and it was very nice to meet you.
Yep.
All right. Thank you. We'll be back.
We'll be back.
Hey.
We have the vice chair. We have the vice chair with us.
Yes, yes.
Vice chair.
Vice chair.
A FIPA.
A FIPA.
Yes.
Yeah.
So,
that sounds...
you asked about the golf course.
Yes, yes.
The front was not very good to me because then I figured out how to hit the course.
Yeah.
And then I started doing very well. So it was the back nine did very well.
You know what, though? I'll say this. So repetition and practice when you're golfing is an important part.
Yeah.
I spent one time many years back, I spent 12 or 13 days out in Mexico at a place where we golf once or twice a day. And by the end, day 12, 11, you know, though, I was like on fire. I got back. I didn't play for two or three months and went right back to where I was.
And you were expecting to be where you were.
I was.
You're
and
like, I got this. I know.
My brain said it, but the ball went, it like dribbled right over there. I'm like, okay, that's not
That never happens for me at putt-putt. It never
That's the other reason why I like Top Golf is because wherever you hit it,
it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. It just goes.
It'll hit something.
But the other one that you need to try, Pop Stroke.
I have heard that. We have one in the DFW area. Have you ever done I know it's putt-putt, it's not, but the puttery?
Uh-uh.
So there's one in the DFW area, and it's indoor, but after, on the weekends, it's just 18 and up, and they have, waiters and waitresses will come around and serve you drinks.
Really?
But every course is, one's the library, and so you're putting through books, and it's, very themed. Very
so
cute.
Tiger Woods is Pop Stroke.
Yeah, Pop Stroke.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
It's very nice.
It's very nice.
Yeah.
Very
okay.
nice.
That's the one James took his family to, and he was all about it. There's
all
one
right.
in the Colony in Texas.
All right,
so where you're based out of Florida?
Tampa.
Okay.
Let's get on track.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Please.
Well, you started
Yeah, I know.
It.
Was it me?
We're
yes.
on Tina time. Y'all better
oh,
come
yeah.
on.
That's true.
Okay.
Before we get too farther into it, would you please introduce yourself, who you're with,
okay.
what you do, and the value that you bring to the pipeline industry. How's that just to start things off?
Whew.
But you remember we said this morning, we're going to have
yes.
a very conversational.
Yes. So I'm Chad Calloway. I'm the Director of Corporate Engineering at and Technical Services at Tico Peoples Gas.
Oh.
And been with Tico now 2 years. It'll be 2 years in August. And before that, I've been midstream. So I've always done midstream oil and gas, Texas, Montana, Colorado, Rockies regions, everywhere across the U.S.
Everywhere.
So.
The world is small. Tim
yes.
O'Connor is a good friend of mine.
Yes.
He does something over there at Teak. I don't know what you do,
something.
Tim.
Operations.
VP of operations. I know,
yes.
Tim. I'm just messing with you. Hey, you know, we are talking to a lot of folks here, and Tina and FIPA have asked us to really hone in on the safety aspect, because safety is really... first and foremost, with anything and everything that we do, any comments that you want to talk about on the safety aspect? Because we've heard, we don't want to lead you. We've had people
nope.
talk about all different things, and the stage is yours for safety topics.
So I know, when I hear about safety, I've listened to the first kind of conversation about safety, and when I hear safety is a priority, I come from the school where priorities change.
Mm-hmm.
I come from the side of safety is a value.
Mm-hmm.
Values never change. So even if I'm not there because I'm in another meeting, I still value safety, even
yeah.
though I'm not in a safety meeting because I have a different priority. So I look at it and say, I look at safety as a value, and we do that no matter what the priority is. So values always carry, integrity is a value. I don't prioritize integrity. It's a value I have.
Sure.
Right.
Ethics, you know, is a value I have. It's not a priority. So safety is just one of those other values that I carry, and I try to preach to our teams of it's a value. You don't have to say it's a priority, because no matter what you're doing, if safety is a priority, then we shouldn't be in the oil and gas business. You know, that's safety, taking that away, you get away from it. But if it's a value and you're treating it like a value, you can manage it then.
That's a great aspect.
Very, very true.
Absolutely great aspect. Let's hone in on a thing that's very near and dear to our hearts here in Florida, hurricane season.
Yes.
We know that that is something that we live with. A lot of the rest of the states, a lot of states do or are affected by potential hurricanes. A lot of them are not. But the amount of that I see of pre-planning that goes into the hurricane season is intense. Whether it's people, you know, residents and such like that, buildings, commercial buildings, but also our world, you know, infrastructure.
Yes.
What all is TECO and or what are you seeing as far as the prep, as well as then afterwards, gosh forbid there should be a hurricane that hits us, the mutual aid aspect, because that's really key to our world.
It is. And I have the engineering side, so it's a lot of reactive, you know, okay, it hit Fort Myers, Ian hit Fort Myers, okay, with this modeling show, what does everything look like? So we can then start looking at that and saying, what do we need to do to make adjustments? But prior to that, we are having, you know, if a hurricane is tracking towards any of our assets, we start having meetings 5 days out, 3 days, you know, every day, making sure that we're going through our checklist, making sure that everyone understands their roles and responsibilities. But it's not just also work, but it's also our families.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not just saying, okay, here's what you have for work. But are you getting your families in order? Do you have time to make sure that they're in order? Because we want the family to be just as protected.
Yeah.
But we don't want, when the hurricane passes, we want to be able to make sure our family's safe so we can come back to work
right. And
make sure all the other customers have that ability to get back up and running very quickly.
Right.
And then on the backside, we have meetings, you know, depending on how bad it hits and where it hits and where our assets are. We'll start having meetings, you know, morning and night and in between, you know, smaller groups that we can then start saying, what do you need? How can we help?
Sure.
And then mutual aid. I mean, we have great mutual aid across the state. So if we do need help, you know, we have other LDCs, any transmission companies that will definitely step up and help us, just like we would do to them, you know, if their assets were to be changed.
We're on Tina time, and I think we might be about to the end of it. So.
We could talk for hours.
Yes, yes.
Thank you so
no
much
problem.
For taking the time. This is really great.
No problem.
It was very nice to meet you. Thank
you
for jumping up. Ashley, I know.
Just Ashley.
You're just like pumping people through here.
But it's been
good.
Great. Yeah, this
it's been
is
very
we're
good.
We're getting a lot of great
very
messages.
Very happy to be here. So thank
perfect.
You. All right. Well, thank you. We'll be back.
Actually tell a little origin story here.
Well, I can't wait for that.
Can I tell that story?
Absolutely.
So, I think it was 2019, maybe 20. It was a few years ago, 18.
I think it was 18.
18.
Double when we were in Callahan,
outside of Jackson.
Yeah.
Jacksonville. Yeah.
The Skarsgård.
Skarsgård. So all of a sudden, my wife though says, "Hey, I got to go up and see a friend of mine. Give a little on the right of way Skarsgård a wrap, composite wrap around a pipe because they're doing some HDD, horizontal directional drilling." And she's like, "You want to come with?" I'm like, "Sure, I'll come with." She's like, "Actually, I could use a helper." You know, and she's an expert in it.
Right.
You know, she's there. So we, you know, we go by the office and everything, and we're talking and everything and, you know, getting ready. But the day before, she's like, "Okay, when we wrap this thing, we are going to be on point." She's like, 50% overlap. You know, you have to have it taut, not too loose and whatever. So for 2 days, I was walking around going like this. I'm like, okay, it's a 16-inch pipe, 12-inch,
16.
I'm like, okay. And she just kept looking at me, just kept letting me go. We're literally, I think, in your office, and we're walking in. She goes, "Oh, hey, by the way, I'm the lead, so I go over the pipe, so you have to go under it." So for all 2 days I was going like this. I'm like, wait a minute, I have to do what? And I was on the site, but it worked out well.
Yeah,
so I was actually, I was on one of your right-of-ways.
Yeah,
so.
Yes, you were.
Well, before we get too far.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes.
If you don't mind introducing yourself and who you're with.
Sure. I'm John Burke. I'm manager of construction for Chesapeake Utilities.
Okay.
So I cover all business units under the umbrella. So I cover Florida, Ohio, Maryland, and Delaware.
A little bit everywhere. All right. And you're based out of where?
I'm based out of Florida. So
okay.
I live in Jupiter, Florida. So just up the road.
Nice.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So actually, an old friend of mine, when I heard that we were coming to FIPA, I was like, "I hope." And I looked at him, I'm like, "Well, yeah, I'm going to see John."
Yeah,
so
absolutely, man.
This is great.
Appreciate you having me on.
Have you been coming to these events?
Yeah, I've been on the board about 8 years now.
Oh, we have a board member here.
BOD.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty important.
<You're> like, <"No." laughs>
Okay. All right.
Not to brag or anything, but I'm a sponsor too.
Okay.
Well, I think with that, that's enough for this one.
Yeah, drop and we're out.
Boom.
John, listen, we've had some great conversations here over the last, this is day three, and we've been talking everything from safety to hurricane preparedness to hurricane recovery to also to nuances or uniqueness about putting pipe in Florida, because we have swamps, we have salt water, we have a lot of corrosion and such like that. And really the conversations have been robust. With your expertise, again, when you're handling different states too, in your world, you know that things are different in Ohio than they are in Florida.
Absolutely.
So is that a lot of, I don't want to say pressure, but is that a lot of nuances for you and your teams to be aware of?
It is. I mean, because like you said, it's different everywhere. Our biggest challenge, permitting, you know, the agencies are getting longer and longer now, you know, especially environmental.
Yep.
Army Corps is wanting to get involved in everything. So now, so that just lengthens the process. So, I mean, probably my biggest struggle or nuance is trying to keep up with every, like, Ohio's this, Delaware's this, Maryland's that, Florida's like this. When we're estimating and trying to build out the project timeline, it's like, wait, no, this time frame for Delaware, this for Florida. So, but.
And I would imagine, too, that with the big population boom in Florida, where subdivisions and communities are going up left and right, the need for you folks to extend and move and put in new lines is probably even intense too.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, like you said, it's growing rapidly. You know, one of my areas, Port St. Lucie, I mean, I think in March we did 250 residential services in 1 month.
Well, yeah.
So, you know, just, you know, trying to keep up, you know, having good relationships with our material vendors that keep the material coming in too is
You said
is
over
key.
200 in 1 month?
Yes,
wow.
Ma'am.
Yeah. Yeah, that's intense.
Yeah.
It is intense.
All right, guys. I
think we still got time with John because I think we weren't at the bell.
Yeah, no, we're fine. We got all kinds of time. I'm a board member. I can make my own rules.
That's right?
This is what I like.
Don't,
right
don't
here.
Let Tina hear that.
We are on Tina time. So
I know. Let me tell you about Tina. She's like a pit bull. And she's on me all the time, man. Like, because, you know, I'm like an outlaw, you know.
We appreciate Tina, though.
She's
keeping
the best.
Us in line.
She is the best. She's awesome to work with, work for, whatever, however you want to put it, right? But,
yeah.
But so, she like identified me as the problem child.
Oh,
know?
Really?
So, yeah, I'm the problem child on the board.
Now, why would I not even doubt that at all? So, but that's, you know, but that probably comes through a good amount of love and affection and respect. We're talking about you, Tina.
Absolutely.
So
do you know, you may know, you may not, but how long have we been doing the speed dating type environment? Has that been always a FIPA thing?
Yeah.
Or
Yeah.
It has. Okay.
Yeah. So the entire 8 years I've been involved, we've done it. I think my first year we only have like 10 tables or 10 booths.
Wow.
And now we're like 60 plus.
Yeah.
And we're turning people down.
Really?
So
you're having to turn people away.
Right. Wow. Just because
it's very
there's just not
high
enough
demand.
And the aspect of it is really cool. The feedback we're getting from the folks. So where they get to spend some time with people like yourself and at least build that relationship or get that introduction where when you see them in the hallway or all those networking conversations that happen outside of this room continue on.
Right.
So it really is quality time.
Oh, absolutely.
Really,
and it's such a closed family knit business. And it's so big, too.
Yeah.
And my wife jokes all the time because we can go anywhere. And I know somebody.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and she's like, how do you know all these people? And I'm like, this is the industry I'm in.
It's yeah.
Like, you know, talking to
sure.
people like you guys and the rest of the board and, you know, underground contractors, you know, the whole nine. And it's like, so it can't go anywhere. And I'm like, hey, man.
Yeah.
We'll get you a beer. You
we
know,
talk
like,
about that all the time. It's like, it's big business-wise. Like, it's everywhere, but such a small family.
So, yeah, it
know?
Is.
Yeah, very, what's the word we're looking for? Very intimate, meaning that everybody knows each other. And, again, it's across the nation, too.
Right, yeah.
I mean, it is phenomenal. Especially, I don't know, do you sit on other, like, AGA or anything
so this
like
is
that?
The only board that I sit on. I mean,
okay.
You know, I go to FNGAs, the SGAs,
oh, yeah.
AGAs, but I'm not involved
it
in really.
It focuses the problem child energy specifically.
Yeah.
Well,
you know what?
Exactly.
Why not?
It works, right?
Keep Tina on her toes, or Tina keeps you on your toes.
That's right. If it's not broke, don't fix it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
Well, we could take all the time in the world, but one thing we do want to touch on is safety.
Okay.
Safety is paramount with FIPA as well as our industry. Safety is a core value for our industry. We should and need to live, eat, and breathe it.
Any
thoughts about safety and in your world and how that lives day in and day out?
Sure. I mean, that's our, like you said, core value. It's our main driver. You know, when I start a project and I meet with my team, I'm like, if we're going to do anything right, it's going to be, we're going to at least do it safe.
Right. Definitely.
And, you know, we have on larger scale pipeline projects, we have quarterly safety giveaways to the guys. So I'll get vendors to donate coolers or Traeger grills or whatever. And, you know, the deal is everybody's in, right?
Yep.
And the only way to get out is get caught by not wearing PPE or doing something crazy, you know, then you're out of the drawing. Then,
right.
You know, once a quarter we'll do, you know, names in the hat and pick it and say, hey, man, thanks for doing things right. Boom. And on top of that, I tell the contractor guys, if you see me or any of my team doing something wrong, $50 gift card. Anywhere you want. No questions asked.
That's a
great... Keeps it top of mind, right?
I do that on every project, big, small, and different. You know, I come out on the job and I'm like, just because I'm in charge, don't feel like you can't call me out.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. That's very cool.
That's a great message to get back to the audience. Because, again, we have folks from coast to coast as well as globally that are watching us. And that safety idea, that those tips and tricks, the actions that you're doing, can be implemented by anybody across this nation, not just in our industry, but also in other industries too.
You know, and it's been received really well. We've given away a lot of great things. I mean, Traeger grills, Bison coolers,
nice
gun cases, gun safe. You know,
that's very cool.
Fishing poles. I mean, the whole nine. You know.
Very cool.
Can we come go work?
I know.
Right,
get this drawing. How do I get in this drawing?
But she always wins. Every conference we go, she always wins.
I really
always.
Never win.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I won a bottle of Blanton's last night, by the way.
Good for you.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, I haven't got it yet. I don't know where this guy's at.
You haven't won it yet, then.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. Wait, the bottle's in the mail.
Yeah, well, you just said you won the bottle. You didn't win what was in it.
That's so funny.
That's right.
Well, it is very nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you guys.
As a board member, I want to say thank you for having us.
No,
yes, absolutely.
It's been very cool to come and experience this.
Yeah, no, it was good, man. It was good. Good catching up with you.
Yeah,
good seeing you again.
Absolutely, brother. Seriously.
Tell the wife I said hello.
Oh, I definitely will.
I haven't seen her. I haven't talked to her in a while. I need to call her just to say hi.
Oh, Tammy, he's calling you.
Yeah.
Tammy, I'm calling you.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll be back.
All right.
You'd be surprised.
How are you, brother?
Thanks for talking to me and my wife last night.
Are you serious? I mean, that was my pleasure.
Jim can talk, so.
Yes.
I was taking a break. We were outside of like some of the shenanigans going on. Again, you know, I've been sober 13 years, so every so often I just need to walk outside and just get away from all them. And I was on the phone. I was probably checking Teams. Goodness gracious! And then Chris sets up there. We just started talking, and his wife was there, and
yep.
I learned a lot about her and some of the being an educator out in college.
Yeah.
So it was a great night, though, and that's why we come to things like FIPA. You know, the organization is to really, you know, we've known each other for a long time, but now I even know more and such, and that's wonderful. That's why we come here, the networking.
So you might know him, but not everyone else does. So if you'll take a moment, introduce yourself and who you're with.
Okay, Ashley, I'm Chris Haston. I'm with Okaloosa Gas District. Now I have been 25 years in the industry, so that has stretched between Atmos Energy Corporation.
Yep.
That's where I first met Jim.
Yep.
I was with Atmos Energy, especially when I was working out in West Texas. And
remember those days?
I do remember those days, yes. So with Atmos Energy, I was with them for 18 years. Then I went to Magnolia River.
Yeah.
Was with Magnolia River for about 4.5 years. And then I was with a pipeline construction company, System Services Pipeline, for another 2.5. And now with Okaloosa Gas, yes,
with Gordon,
Gordon King,
the Gordon King,
the legend.
Oh, he is a legend.
That's a big title.
Gordon's a super guy, nice guy. He's involved with FIPA. He's involved with FNGA.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he is very involved. So yeah.
Yes.
So what exactly do you do?
Currently, Vice President of Operations for Okaloosa Gas District.
That's also a title.
That's a very good title.
But I'd like to say that I'm still learning the system as well, learning the Okaloosa Gas District system and working with the new people there and so forth. And they've treated me very well, and they're just a bunch of great people.
Yeah, well, the people that I have met there are all great people. And honestly, when you look at the industry, I can't say that I've met bad people. It's all good people, you know, very different. Some people have a lot of passions, over engineering, some more for operations, some are very heavy into the safety.
Mm-hmm.
But it's people all have the same nicety. And an interesting thing that you just said, I want to rewind a little bit. You said you are still learning the Okaloosa gas system. I think that's an important aspect because just because you've been in the industry 25 plus, 35, 40, mm-hmm. you started when you were two, okay, 2 years old. But each system is going to be a little bit different.
Yes.
And we have different nuances for that. So you just can't assume that everything's the same. You do have to learn.
Absolutely. You? I mean, you know, even though Atmos had like 3.3 million customers and was spread across multiple states,
mm-hmm.
and Okaloosa is in Florida itself, we still have transmission. We have distribution pipeline. But we also face some challenges that I did not encounter with Atmos, dealing with basically with a lot of corrosion. Because, you know, 60-something percent of our customer base is along the Highway 98 corridor along the Emerald Coast. So it's all the salt water that we deal with. So we have to use a lot of specialized products and approaches to try to slow down the corrosion process that happens in the system.
You actually just hit on a topic when we started this, when we did our preview of doing the podcast at FIPA. We talked about, Ashley was bringing up the idea about pipes being near a saltwater corrosion, mm-hmm. as well as hurricanes and such like that. What's special, what do you do special for those items that are in that area?
Well, first of all, most of our everything up to almost the I-10 corridor, right now, currently, even above I-10, all of our meter loops, everything that we have that can be exposed to the salt water, we try to have it as a stainless steel. So all of our meter loops and everything, either we are purchasing them from a provider, but we also have our own fabrication shop where we build our own stainless steel loops and everything to be able to fight against the corrosion.
That's
corrosion the system.
That's fascinating. And that's the reason that we're doing this, and that's the reason you're here, because I can guarantee you there's somebody out there right now that says, I need to look at that because that could actually help me in my circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
That person may be in Maine. They could be in Oregon. They could be across the seas. It could be overseas.
Yep.
Somebody right now. So thank you for that.
And trying to use, you know, also trying to use the, you know, advanced coatings and everything else, try to slow it down, because in some cases you may be lucky to get no more than five to seven years out of a certain, you know, existing meter loops and, you know, and equipment because of corrosion.
Interesting.
Is that the speed dating sign?
I guess. I don't know.
I did see you put a director's ribbon on.
Yes. Gordon threw me into it. So.
Very cool.
So that's my first time.
Very cool. Well, we're happy to be here. And we're grateful that we got there.
Just want to know, I am a very big fan. I follow y'all all the time on LinkedIn and everything. And just thank y'all for what y'all do for the industry, too.
Oh, thank you.
You know, you're good people, and met you first at the APGA last time in Louisville, so I've known you for years.
Yeah.
So,
and we both started when we were 4 years old.
Exactly.
Maybe four. We'll give them an extra year or two.
But thank y'all for the time. Thank y'all for everything that you do for the industry.
Thank you for inviting us. Really, seriously, the board of directors. Okay. Thank you, the FIPA folks. Absolutely.
Take care. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Ash. Appreciate it. Take care, man. Bye, bye, y'all.
Bye-bye.